Welcome to the Yes Lady with your encouragement solutions for outrageous business. We're here to bring you tips and ideas and thoughts and resources to change your life and change your business and really change that bottom line. There's so many things that we need, and a lot of times you find yourself not finding time to exercise. I know I don't. I don't want to go to the gym ever. And I have met and know someone that has some incredible solutions for you, and they're so fun.
Thank you.
I'm excited to have Scott Erickson here with Nerd Body.
It's time to say yes to your future. Each week, Sharla A. interviews business owners that are breaking the mold. Tune in each Thursday to discover how you can too. Here's your host, the Yes Lady herself, Sharla A.
So, Scott, you know, you and I met at Zig Ziglar Legacy Certified Trainers. We're both like Zig Ziglar Legacy Certified Trainers. Mm-hmm. And you're also a coach with Ziglar.
Correct.
And you're also their media guy. And that's how we kind of know each other.
Yeah, I'm kind of their nerd, right?
You're the nerd.
I'm their nerd, yes.
You're the nerd. And in that nerdness, something came along that you started realizing that you were not in the best health that you wanted to be in.
Yeah.
And some little mindset shift, and you're like, how can we address that problem in the workplace?
Correct.
And so I want to hear all about how you found that out.
So I'm going to go way back in time, okay?
Way back.
So I've been a nerd
nerd
engineer, entrepreneur for over 30 years. Graduated college in 1984, was an engineer, decided to walk on to the track and field team, ended up still hold the University of Michigan record. So way back when, I was a pretty decent athlete. Been to a couple Olympic trials in the shot put and discus. Finally hung up my uniform at age 31. Figured I was going to solely focus on my nerd business. So had a little software company, moved to the mountains of Wyoming, writing software in a cabin. 5 years later, getting a back operation.
Ooh.
4 years after that, I stepped on the scale when my youngest son was born, and I saw the needle fly past 300 pounds. Ooh. I remember succinctly going, how did this happen? I mean, I had a gym membership, and I was using my gym membership. There's a great quote of a professor out of the University of Houston, Mark Hamilton, who says that the 30 minutes you spend in the gym each day does not immunize you for the 23 other hours of the day. And that was my issue. The gym wasn't the solution or the problem. My problem was I love to work. But that shouldn't be a problem, right? We should all be able to love to work. So I realized I needed to find a way to integrate fitness into my work style. You know, I've often looked at, you have work and life, and people think they're two separate things. Really, they're a blend, right? It's only recently that we've started looking at work and life. Your farmers back in the day, they didn't have their 8 hours of work and the rest of their life. It all blended together. And I think we're kind of seeing some more of that, particularly with fitness. And so I tried everything. I had free weights in my office. As a matter of fact, when I had my office in the Ziglar's, I had a little corner office there. I had a yoga mat there. I had kettlebells. Well, I can tell you.
On the floor.
On the floor, yep. No one wants to walk into my office when I'm doing a downward dog yoga move. If I'm trying to make a salesman and I'm looking between my legs, they come in. I lost that sales, I guarantee it. So I realized I need to come up with some things that we can do that make it realistic. Because here's the reality is, if it's a pain in the butt, excuse my French, we're not going to do it. So that half hour driving to the gym, the 15-minute shower, hopefully afterwards, the half hour workout, it's way too long. And if you love to work, I love to work, most entrepreneurs love to work, you need it to be convenient, right? It needs to fit into your work style. So I had some rules that I said, okay, if this is going to work for me, it has to fit these things. I have to be able to do it in my work clothes. I have to be able to do it anywhere. I don't want to sweat. I don't want to get down on the floor because I'm at work. And it has to be easy and quick.
And no equipment?
And no equipment. Now, I went through the equipment first, right? I tried different types of equipment. I even remember one time I had a really high desk and a Schwinn Aerodyne bike. I'd pedal my bike while I tried to type. Well, I have fat fingers anyway, and the keyboards are getting much smaller these days, so that didn't work. So I went through all the kettlebells and slam balls and all that kind of stuff. And finally, through trial and error, came up with resistance bands. Resistance bands are great because they're by far the safest form of resistance. As a matter of fact, there's a couple of theories of fitness that are really allow this to be possible and be effective. One is that high intensity simulates a longer workout. And so people are just now starting to come around to that. McGill University in Toronto did a study recently where they had two groups of cyclists. One group did really intense 20 seconds, then they'd take a break, 20 seconds, then break, 20 seconds, did that 3 times a week. The other group did 50 minutes of the traditional exercise, the program, 3 times a week. At the end of 16 weeks, they both had identical results.
Whew.
So that's great news. But at the same point, right, I'm a big guy. And if I'm huffing and puffing and breathing hard in the office, it's going to scare people. So I had to, you know, I can't go really intense. But there's another theory that resistance simulates intensity. So, for example, if you run uphill, that simulates sprinting. It's not as intense on your body. It's easier, but you get the same effect on your body physiologically. So resistance simulates high intensity. That's where the free weights or the kettlebells or whatever comes in, even your body weight. But you can get injured. And if you're going to do that stuff safely, you need to warm up, right? That's where resistance bands come in. Because this is both the warm-up and the exercise at one time. Cool. So in 1 to 2 minutes, four times a day, you can get a great workout. And so here's what really inspired me with all this. And I know I'm rambling here, so feel free to jump in.
No, I think you're doing great. I'm inspired.
Across our country, right, there's another great quote, and this is the lady who did the study of McGill. We've engineered movement out of our lives. We don't need to move as much, right? So we have to come up with fun, easy, convenient ways for ourselves to move. And so that's what kind of led me to the, okay, how can we make this fun? How can we integrate it into our work style? How can we keep it short and try to get people to do it? And so that was really kind of the formation and formality of coming up with Nerd Body specifically. And so it's been great. But some of the studies I was going to talk about, in the United States alone, we spend $28 billion a year on health issues directly related to our inactive lifestyles. And so that's, you know, and $10 billion of that is from the private sector, $18 billion is from the public sector, reportedly. There's also an interesting stat that men who sit 6 hours a day or more have a 53% higher likelihood of dying from chronic disease based on their inactivity than men who sit less than 3 hours a day.
Wow.
And so it's all about getting up and moving around, right? And then going back to the gym membership thing, if you go to the gym for an hour a day, that doesn't negate what you've done throughout the rest of the day. So I get a little reminder, NerdBody sends you a little reminder four times a day to get up and do something, whether it's on mobility or posture or strength or metabolism throughout the whole day. And they're great because we're nerds, we can take a lot of leeway with the names like the Hulk Smash, Superman Launches, Butterflies and Bee Stings for boxing. And so what's great is when you get people doing these and they really have a lot of fun. And that's probably one of the concepts that I think we really need to change as well. We need to stop looking at fitness as a sacrifice.
No, it's a lifestyle.
Yeah, and it should be fun.
And
right?
fun.
And silly.
I'm excited about it. And you know what? I get your little four times a day reminders. I just
yeah, you
have
do.
A band to do, so I can't. Haven't started.
Okay. We'll get you some bands.
Yeah, I do have one, but you know, I couldn't find it. How's that? Mm-hmm. So those little four times a day, like it's 8 and 10 and 2 and 5
yeah.
or something.
And you can change them, but that's what the default is.
Basically,
and there's a reason for those. Yep.
And it makes sense.
Yep.
And what I noticed and I love is the little quote you have with each one.
Oh, yeah.
You have a little inspirational quote with each and every little text. And, well,
and you
I
know
love
what?
That.
We started this, the first test group, August 1st last year. And so we have four quotes a day, you know, 5 days a week. We have not had the same quote twice yet. So we have a great Nerd Body quote book. And sometimes they're from, you know, real people. Abraham Lincoln, for example, or today I think it was all Mark Twain. It was Mark Twain Monday.
Mark Twain, I loved it. Yeah. What was it? Naked.
Oh yeah.
Naked people don't really have a lot of good influence socially.
Yeah, it's the thing. Clothes, the quote: "Clothes make the man." Right? Clothes make the man. Clothes make the man is true because naked people don't influence society very much.
Very
yeah.
much.
And so sometimes they're quirky. Sometimes they're fun. When we make them up, they're from the ancient nerd body, and that's my self-inflicted
ancient
title.
Wisdom, right?
I'm the ancient
yes.
nerd body, correct? Because I've been around for a long time.
Well, listen, I want to. Tell we're going to take a quick break so we can come back and actually
do some
nerd
awesome.
Buddies. How's that? The Yes Lady will be right back.
The American business economy is positioned as it has never been before. Professional videography is a core element for attracting a higher level of engagement with the people group you need for significant impact. Now is your time to shine. My name is Bill Brock, owner of White Rock Films, and I invite you to a powerful opportunity in the marketplace, an opportunity to draw excited people to your events, an opportunity to showcase your ideas on infrastructure, an opportunity to become known as the industry authority and enjoy the associated benefits of a strong, influential brand. Video highlights, video teaches, video puts a resistant market at ease, and video stirs the hearts and imaginations of your allies and strategic client base. White Rock Films offers full audio, video production for businesses ready to embrace the future, handling your project with professionalism, experience, and polish unheard of in the industry. My name is Bill Brock, and White Rock Films wants your business. See us online at whiterockfilms.com.
And we're back. The Yes Lady is back now with Scott Erickson, and he's gonna make me do this stuff.
It's gonna be fun. You'll love it. Let me know when you're ready.
Ready when you are.
Okay. So one of the things we do, like you said earlier, we have the four messages that go out per day. We really try to focus on those things that suffer the most when we sit down all day: our mobility, our posture, our strength, and our metabolism. So first thing in the morning, we like to focus on mobility. So we'll just show a real simple upper body mobility exercise. Now, when we're hunched over our computers all day, all closed off, the back of our shoulders get atrophied. So this will solve that. So go ahead and grab your band about a foot, foot and a half apart. Put your elbows right into your sides. These are called chicken wings. And just rotate your arms out. Okay, now you did this great before. Yeah, do the chicken head, the bob. That's perfect. Okay, now keep your elbows into your side real quick. There you go. Yeah. Can you feel that back here?
Uh-huh.
Now, one of the things that's really amazing, people do these, and that's good, because especially guys, right? Guys, oh, that's just a little resistance band. This is a piece of cake. Next day, I hear from so many people, oh, man, I'm so sore. It's because we're using muscles in the ways we haven't done before, right? It's not that anybody's weak. It's just new. Yep. So that's a great mobility exercise. There's all sorts of other ones that we do for our hip flexors, but usually I tell people to stand near a wall or a desk or a table just so you don't fall over. We don't want anybody getting hurt, right? That's bad for our reputation.
Yes.
And so then as we get further in the day, mid-morning, we like to do something a little more strenuous for posture. So we like to knock off yoga movements or Tai Chi movements or things like that. So one of my favorite for yoga is the Sun Warrior pose.
Okay.
And so normally we're going to have loop bands around our ankles. I don't think they can see that, but it's easier if we don't anyways. We can just pretend like we do, right?
Okay.
So we're going to stand there, stand straight up, get into a little bit of a lunge. Stick your hands straight out front. Here, give yourself more room on these.
Oh, more room.
Because you're going to stretch way back. Yep. Now, don't punch me. Okay. So we're going to go way back like this. Okay. Now, really, when you do that, look back. Really get a big stretch.
Oh.
Feel that wake you up, won't it?
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that's great is particularly the mid-afternoon and the mid-morning one, people talk about how it really wakes them up. You know, we all get that thing in the mid-afternoon where we start to crash after lunch.
Yeah.
This is like a jolt of zeal.
A jolt of zeal. I love the zeal.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So we typically will do 10 to 12 of those each side.
Oh,
so then you'll switch back and do the other side, right? Because we don't want our nerds all walking in circles, so it's important we stay balanced.
And look back. Oh, gotta look back.
Now you're doing this. You're doing a great job. This. If you really want to try something, try this at home. And no nerds have ever been hurt doing this, so I think it's pretty safe. But lean down, and then stretch up.
Oh.
A little bit harder, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a posture move. So one of the things we talk about a lot of times is balance. If you have mobility and posture, and then we go into strength, that's how you get balance.
Okay.
And as we get older, right, especially when we're sitting down, balance is a big deal. And so all sorts of things get affected by that, which, by the way.
Exactly, truly.
Yeah.
You know what my exercise is, my
What's
plan?
That?
I have the 2.5 minute Sonicare shuffle. So for 2.5 minutes while my little Sonicare
you
is
dance?
Going, I will stand.
Well, you know what? Seriously.
That's really the extent of it lately. So.
Well, I'm bummed if you missed them. We had a whole day of salsa activities using the bands, because dance is great. Anything where you have an activity that forces you to think about with your brain and your body, you get like double, triple the benefit. And there's so many studies coming out these days, and we hope this really appeals to nerds like me, because sometimes we're all too willing to ignore our bodies, but we take a lot of pride in our brains, right? And so there's more studies that come out to talk about how important it is for our body to stimulate our brain, not only processing information, but memory, solving problems, and dementia, those kind of things, especially as we get older. So super important. So now we'll do a strength exercise.
Okay.
So we're going to pump up those guns there. Okay, so step on your band.
Good luck.
Okay. Just do a simple curl. Keep your elbow still. Right? So a lot of times you sit there, see the young people walk through the office. Give them a little flex. Okay, so that's the front of you. That's your bicep. Now we're going to work on your tricep.
Okay.
So this time give yourself more room. Step on the end of your band. Just raise it up above your head. Keep. Uh-oh. Don't hit anybody in the eye.
Don't try this at home.
Yeah. Not in crowds. Okay, so see how my elbow's pointing up?
Uh-huh.
I'm just going to straighten my arm.
What do you think?
Those are some simple strength exercises. You can also do things, and these bands are so versatile. I can put this across the back of my shoulders and do some chest flies. These are like declines. I can go under my arms and go straight out. Okay? Or I can go under my legs. These are called bird squats or incline bench. And just go up like this.
Wow.
Getting a work feeling already?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we've only been doing this a couple minutes, right? So those are good examples of strength exercises, and I think we have over like 250 different activities. And we hesitate even sometimes to call them exercises, because really they're activities, right?
Yeah, fun.
So it's about getting up and moving around. But so we close out the end of the day with something for our metabolism. And so even though we say no sweat, at the end of the day, you can sweat if you want.
Okay.
So one of my favorites is called butterflies and bee stings, like okay. a Muhammad Ali thing. So I'm going to step on the band, and they can either be in front or it can be behind me. And all the videos, so you can see everything on the website. And so it's good to take your aggression out of this time. We had a long day. We're ready
Alrighty.
To get pumped up. So I'm going to do a jab, a cross, a hook, and an uppercut. Careful.
Hold
your band. Okay. Jab, cross, hook, uppercut. Jab, cross, hook, uppercut. Do that for 20 seconds and then switch sides, do it again. That's a great way to end the day.
That's
so those
awesome.
Are examples of this.
Now, so how do they do that? How do they find this?
Just go to nerdbody.com.
Nerdbody.com.
Yeah. And one of the things I want to say real quick, if you don't mind, is
please.
People ask this all the time. Is this enough of a workout? Well, I just won my 7th national championship in Old Farts track and field. They call it Masters. I call it Old Farts. Last year, I set the American record in my age group, and this is 95% of my workout. It's just these resistance bands at work. I think I've been to the gym twice this year. And again, this is not an anti-gym program. Gyms are great places, a lot of energy, a lot of community. This is how do you stay fit if you love to work program.
That's yep. so awesome.
They go to nerdbody.com. You can sign up.
Nerdbody.com. Yeah. And I thought you had a special offer mm-hmm. for my Yes Lady people.
Yep. If you go to nerdbody.com/yeslady, you can sign up for free. We'll give you the subscription for 2 months. You need resistance bands. If you don't have them, we can help you.
Resistance okay. band. So we're going to go to nerdbody.com/yeslady.
Yes, lady. Yep.
And be right and get 2 months of free.
2 months of,
so
yep,
what is the normal subscription price that people will
so
know?
So it depends how you sign up. If you sign up for month by month, it's $7.99 per month, or you can sign up for 6 months and get a package deal. Right. So we really encourage you to go to nerdbody.com/yeslady, go to the 2 month trial package, and then you'll be good. Just need resistance bands. If you need them, we'll go ahead and help you get those, but you can get them pretty much anywhere. The main thing is about getting people active and getting involved.
And I know you had smaller bands you can use for your feet
yes,
and all
as a matter
those
fact,
kind of things.
There's loop bands for your ankles, yeah. and those things are a bear. You use your shuffles with those, you'll really feel it. And then somewhere back here, we have tube bands, you know, which are higher resistance for guys that, or anybody that really wants to work out hard. You know, I can go to a gym and do pretty much all the stack on most of the free weight machines. Not bragging, but I'm still a pretty strong guy. But these tube bands, when I stack them up, I can barely move them. So
wow.
you can get a really tough workout.
Simplicity is key in our day and time. And we're in the Twitter version of
yeah.
life right now.
Fast,
Everything
yeah.
has to be fast and quick. And I am thrilled that you have come up with this
Thank
opportunity
you.
for us to just get a tweet, get a text four
yep.
times a day, get your bands out. And they actually fit in purses or pockets.
Yes, yeah, so you can
right?
travel anywhere. I take them on the road
take
with me. I was just in D.C. this
yeah.
last weekend. I took them with me, working out in the hotel room. And here's what's great, too. We have a little video that you can do these anywhere. We've had people do them in Finland. People do them in Yosemite, in airports. I go into Starbucks sometimes and just film myself doing them. I haven't done Walmart yet because I don't want to be on a People of Walmart
oh.
you know, video. But I've done them in Starbucks and stuff at gas stations. You can do them anywhere.
I think it's brilliant.
Well, thank you.
And I'm ecstatic that we've had time to do this.
I appreciate
this, and
you. Yeah.
Given me a workout.
Yes. It is a workout, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And it's great. It really takes so little time.
Yeah. Well, appreciate that.
And so little effort.
And it's fun.
And it's fun.
Yeah.
And I love that. So nerdbody.com with Scott yeah. Erickson.
/yeslady.
/yeslady. Yep. Nerdbody.com/yeslady.
Yep.
And then Scott Erickson, our super nerd body here.
Ancient nerd body.
Ancient nerd body.
Yes.
That's your testimony.
Yep.
Oh, yep. I love that.
So
we'll next time we'll be back with some other guests, and you are in for a treat with the Yes Lady.
That's all for the Yes Lady with Sharla A today. The Yes Lady with Sharla A is produced by the OBBM Network and available on demand at offbeatbusinessmedia.com. The Yes Lady also airs each Thursday at 12 and 8 p.m. on OBBM Radio, available on iTunes and offbeatbusinessmedia.com. Download the Offbeat Business app to get the Yes Lady TV and podcast on demand. To be a guest on the Yes Lady, call 817-808-7703.